This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 6.09 and a quarter down 4. December, 6.22 and a half down 4. Soft September wheat, 5.35 down 3. December, 5.48 and 3 quarters down 2 and a half. September corn, 3.55 and a quarter down 3 and a quarter. December, 3.66 down 3. March, 3.78 and 3 quarters down 3. July, 3.93 and 3 quarters down 3 and a quarter. August soybeans are trading 12.65 down 25. September 10.85 and a half down 8 and 3 quarters. November 10.51 and a quarter down 8 and a quarter, now down 8. August soybean meal $404 up $3.80. September $367 up $1.80. August soybean oil $34.38 down $24. September $34.18 down $46. August live cattle $147.42 and a half down $2.20, now down $2.15. August feeders $212.85 down $170. August lean hogs $114.45 up $37.50. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What are the takeaways from yesterday's USDA reports?
Well, I'd have to say disappointment due to the reaction, you know, on the corn market, of course. You know, it was as if the trade just basically digested the report, spit it out, and went on to weather. You know, they didn't seem to react at all. You know, when you look at a report that comes in almost 200 million bushels lower on carryout than what the expectation was, and you can't even pull out, you know, 10 or 20 cents higher, it says to me that the trade just didn't believe that 167.4. They thought that it was just too low. And, you know, if you get into the report, there's an 8.1% deviation on that thing. So what it really said to us yesterday was the yield could be anywhere from 154 to 180, you know, but 167.4 is in the middle. And so I just don't think the trade was satisfied with what was going on. And so we may just kind of range trade again until we get to the September report and or Russia attacks Ukraine.
I want to talk about getting to the September report and ask you if you've ever done any study research on when the corn crop gets bigger from July to the August report by a certain percentage, what is the likelihood that it will continue to get bigger into the September report and perhaps by how much?
Well, I tell you what, I haven't that's something that's on my list to do, so I haven't done it. But I know in past years, and in the old adage, you know, big crops keep on getting bigger is what they say. I think the bigger thing for right now is, you know, we're going to have crop pro farmer tour going out there, you know, and actually giving us some information. And so, you know, that's going to help us a great deal because they'll really be down on the, you know, right down on the ground level and certainly taking much bigger sample area than what USDA did just due to, you know, due to lack of their funds. So, I'll let you know when I've got the numbers because it definitely is on my list to do.
I did know that we learned from the report yesterday that there's a record number of ears per acre.
That's right. That's right. And you can certainly understand that, you know, from the standpoint that look at how many double ears stocks we have here. You know, so there's no question about it. But, you know, that isn't everywhere. But it certainly was in the areas that they were out there checking.
Mm-hmm. So we did see a pretty sharp move down right after the report was released at 11 o'clock, and then it came off its lows. Do those new lows represent, in your mindset, fairly strong support moving forward over the next several weeks?
Well, we're talking about the new contract low on
yes.
November beans, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I would have to say that, yes, and that basically is going to be tempered by what the weather does. You know, if we move another week and the rain falls apart again and we don't get the rain and we don't get the good sunshine that we need, it looks like we might have 4 or 5 days in a row now. Because, you know, beans are really sensitive to light. Light is the indicator for when they start to shut down. And if we continue to have these really, really overcast days like we've been seeing across a lot of the U.S., beans could be in much more trouble than what we even anticipate at this point in time. So I would say for the moment, that new contract low definitely is a support point. But if we get some decent rains, that may not be true. It may not be strong enough from just a one-day situation to be able to hold us up and keep us going.
There has been some harvest going on in the Deep South, and the reports I hear is that yields have been disappointing.
Well, yes, that's true. And, you know, the question I always have to ask my mind is disappointing in what way? You know, are they still better than what you would normally have but not as high as what people thought? It's kind of like I talked to a guy yesterday. He expected to get 4 tons of beans to the acre, or I mean peas to the acre up in northern Illinois, and he only got 2.5. But 2.5 is better than he normally gets. And so he was disappointed, but I would have to say that, you know, as we move further into it, I've talked to a lot of our guys, you know, they're in Mississippi and Louisiana, and, you know, they're saying that their corn crop could just be record again because the temperatures haven't been nearly as hot down there, just like here, you know, and so it's going to be interesting as we get into this to see what really happens.
I think also that we really have to start paying attention to the demand side. I mean, the narrative has been on the production side for the better part of 8 weeks. And we did get word from the WASDE side of the equation, 50 million more in feed, 25 million more ethanol, 25 million more ethanol. So now we have to see if that comes through.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. In fact, I called Jerry Norton at the USDA this morning because I track export inspections, and I said to him, you know, if you track export inspections, your numbers don't jive. They say that we've got to ship 48 million. He said, well, they use census numbers. They don't use inspection numbers.
Census,
and he feels confident that they will make those numbers, because I said I just couldn't see it, you know. And he said, well, you know, there's just that difference, and I wish that there was some way that we got the right numbers instead of the ones that we get. But it turns out that actually that 48 million a week is pretty close to real. We're just not seeing necessarily the sorghum number. And, you know, we've had just a tremendous amount of sorghum.
That has been a story under the radar that a lot of people haven't picked up on, but China's taken a bunch of it.
Oh, man. If you look at a chart on exports for sorghum, it's just like a straight-up shot. And so you're right. China's been doing that. And I think China's, you know, they backed off somewhat on their DDGs, and so they've been using sorghum. And you know, that is a situation where China can sneak in underneath the radar, just like you said, and a lot of people miss out on it because it's not reported the way we normally would expect. You know, you just don't see it. And so I was happy to hear that they expect to make those numbers. That's encouraging for us, and that's encouraging for exports for next year, provided that the U.S. dollar stays reasonable. That's the scary part. That's just another big dynamic. I looked at the futures price change when the dollar rallied in 2008 on the DSO-9 contract, and DSO-9 happens to be very close to what we are in terms of crop size. You know, it was a above trend line crop. Well, we stopped buying bonds in October. In October of 2008, corn futures were at 490 and a quarter, and the dollar was at 81.41. We're at 81.51. On December 5th of that year, we were at 351 and a quarter, and the dollar was at 87.12. Futures went down 28%, $1.49 on corn, and the dollar went up 7%. So I looked at it yesterday. If we did the same thing, it would imply that we'd lose $1.05 off of December corn. We were at 369. It would take us to 264. I don't necessarily believe that, but I do think that we have to understand there's another dynamic working in the background, and exports are extremely important to us.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. and she is in Champaign, Illinois. September corn, 355 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. December, 366 and three quarters, down 2 1/4. August soybeans, 1269, down 21. September, 1085, down 9 1/4. August soybean meal, 404, up 380. August soybean oil, finally a bid here, 34.38 down 24. You're listening Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.